When I first went in the Women's Army Corps, I was in recruiting and I covered the state of Kansas and Missouri. I had a car and I would go into a small town, set up a recruiting station, trying to get girls to join the Women's Army Corps. But then in 1944, the war had escalated so much that men in large camps were pulled out and put in combat training so that the Women's Army Corps, who had girls that were secretaries, could do that type of work, were assigned to different posts. There were about 100 of us girls pulled out and sent to Fort Crook, Omaha, Nebraska. And when I reported in the first day, they assigned me as secretary to the post commandant. One day I carried the mail in to him, and he opened up a telegram, and he said, "I've got a hard job to do." And when I asked him what, he said, "I have to select one girl out of your group for a special assignment." And then he told me that it was General Eisenhower putting out a call to be assigned to his post in London. And I said, "I'll do it."
When you got to London and General Eisenhower's command, and they first told you what you'd be working on, what did you think?
I was amazed, and yet I just assumed that all of us were going to be doing some type of work. When I reported in, they put me in a very small room with a manual typewriter, carbon pipe paper, and a guard on the outside the door. We had five officers walked in, two Americans, one British, one Canadian, and one Australian. And they told me that they would be giving me dictation and that every page had to be stamped top secret and that this would be the battle plans for the invasion of France. And that when every day when I'd finish, the MP would come in. He would take my carbon paper, my typewriter ribbon, burn it in the fireplace, and then I could leave the room.
I have in my hand a letter that you allowed me to look at that you had written to your mother on D-Day itself. And you indicate, "We are going through one of the periods that is making history, the invasion, 6 June 44. For 3 days, we heard a long roar of bombers going over the channel." So on the actual day of the invasion, I mean, you could hear what was going on.
That morning, I thought, you know, that's an unusual number of planes going over constantly, all day long. And then it was about 10 o'clock at the mess hall when the radio came on and Winston Churchill announced that this was the beginning of the invasion. And then I thought, this is what I had typed up. This is what's really happening.